The bodies of about 50 Iraqi soldiers were found today along a remote road in eastern Iraq. Most had been bound and killed, execution style, with gunshots to the back of their heads. A group led by Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a declared al-Qaeda ally, has claimed responsibility for the attack, according to an Islamic website. NPR's Emily Harris is on the line from Baghdad. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Jennifer.
Who were these men who died?
Well, Jennifer, they were men who had signed up to be soldiers in the Iraqi army. They'd been up at a training course at a big base camp that's northeast of Baghdad. And they were apparently traveling home when these three minibuses that they were traveling in were ambushed.
And they were unarmed?
That is what reports from the area indicate. That might be kind of hard to imagine, but there are a couple contributing factors here. First, trainees in the Iraqi security forces, even full-time employees, don't necessarily get their weapons to take home with them. Also, they weren't in uniform, and many Iraqis who work in the security forces, whether that's police, the army, National Guard, whatever, they often don't dress in uniform off-duty because basically it's too dangerous. They are seen as targets, certainly when they're in uniform, and as we've seen today, when they're out of uniform as well.
This attack seems a very different tactic from the killings we've come to expect over the past year or so.
Well, that's true. Police stations and recruiting centers for the army and so forth are often attacked by car bombs when people are out in lines in front. But there is one similar attack that comes to mind that's close to this one. It was just a week ago. There were nine police officers who were on their way home, again, from a training base. And this group of nine police officers were in a minibus traveling along a notoriously dangerous stretch of road south of Baghdad. Their bus was ambushed, and all nine of them were killed. This killing this weekend is the first sort of execution-style killing that we've seen.
Is it true? I've read some officials suspect the killing this weekend was an inside job.
Yes, some officials do. The deputy governor of the province where this happened said on Al Arabiya television that he thought there was probably collusion among the soldiers or other groups, that there was some kind of infiltration so that whoever did the ambush would have known that this group of soldiers was leaving the training camp and that they were unarmed. You know, infiltration of the security forces has been a problem for a long time. U.S. troops who oversee these efforts to train Iraqi security forces have publicly stated that a number of times and have done overhauls of police forces in particular in several cities. For example, in Samarra, where U.S. forces went in a couple weeks ago to try to get insurgents out of the area, one key part of the plan to regain control of that city was to replace the police chief because U.S. officials thought he was possibly, if not in collusion with insurgents, then certainly not enthusiastic about fighting them. There are also some reports that the attackers today that killed these roughly 50 army soldiers were wearing Iraqi military uniforms and that they had set up a fake checkpoint. If that's true, both of these things have happened before.
An American official was also killed today, a State Department official. What can you tell us about that?
This man, Edward Seitz, was killed in a mortar or a rocket attack out at a military base near the Baghdad airport. He was based out there. He's the first State Department employee to be killed in Iraq, although there have been contractors to the State Department killed before. In fact, the four Americans that were killed in a bomb attack in the protected Green Zone area in central Baghdad a little over a week ago were security contractors working for the U.S. State Department.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.